It is morning of probably the most important day in Max's life. Harry and Max are in the kitchen of their home just finishing breakfast. Max sits with his feet on the windowsill, dreamily munching on a donut. Mary is at the stove.
Hey, can I have another donut?
Absolutely, positively no.
Oh.
You had to let out two notches in your belt already.
Oh, listen, everybody loves a fat man.
Not me. Get fat and I'll divorce you.
Hey, would you marry with
at
you?
The rise of a scale. Why, Max?
Say, Toots, put down the kitchen artillery and come on over here, will you? I want to talk.
All right, dear.
I want to ask you something, Mary.
Serious?
Yeah, plenty serious. Well, this is the thing. I don't know how to get it out.
Just say it the way it's in your heart, Max. I'll understand.
Well, the first thing I got to ask you about is us. Do you still feel that you and I are the real McCoy?
If you mean, do I feel our love is the real McCoy? Max, I'm surprised at.
I know it's a dumb question, but some of the stuff that I've told
you. It made me love you more.
The bad things, too?
Bad's only bad as we look for it to be.
Yeah, wait a minute. I can't handle that.
Well, I mean, our mental attitude has everything to do with it. We make up our minds a thing is bad, it generally doesn't disappoint us. It works the other way, too.
How?
Well, no matter what you're doing, my heart would say, this is my Max. He's wonderful and good, and whatever he does must be good, too.
You throw me when you talk like that.
What were you going to say, Max?
Well, I want to ask you, how do you feel if, say, we had to sell out our home?
Well, yes, I didn't know you could. I thought this house was part of the family's interest, that we just had the family privilege of living.
No, forget that. Now, would you care?
Well, this place is big. Our little family does rattle in it.
Well, then that's okay.
You didn't have to worry about asking me that. You know, I was thinking only yesterday, if we lived in that cute little white colonial near Phyllis, how handy it'd be.
No, not a chance to us.
Yeah, no. It's vacant now. We have to live somewhere. And the rent's only $50 a month.
Yeah, well, I mean, suppose I had decided to leave this town.
Max.
Yeah.
You couldn't leave now. You have a job to do, Miss Sanders. Those people at the mill seem to have let them down. They're wrong, but you must show them now.
Mary, if I decided to leave this town,
yes,
would you believe that I was doing it for everybody's good?
Max, I don't know what to say.
Don't you trust me?
If I didn't trust you, I wouldn't love you. And I love you, Max.
Gee, really, is that? And listen, if I have to leave Sanders, are you with me?
I'm with you wherever you go, Max, forever.
Even if it meant tough sledding?
We'd always get along. When a man and woman love each other the way we do, Max, trouble's bring them closer together.
I know they say that, but it always sounded kind of screwy to me.
No, it's not. It's reasonable. If two people are caught in a thunderstorm, they instinctively seek shelter together. Same way with troubled storms. We draw closer together and seek the shelter of each other's love.
Gee, Toots, I wish things were different for your sake.
Oh, the wheel's bound to turn, Max. If we could only find some way of improving business, Sanders, that would solve everything.
Yeah, sure, but there ain't a chance.
Don't say that. Remember the other day you said the only thing that could save us was a miracle?
Yeah, but miracles are all in the...
At the same time Mary and Max are discussing miracles, a car is speeding along the highway from Chicago. In it is Jeffrey Barton, head of a wealthy corporation. Woodward Barton discusses his desire to open an assembling plant in some community, and we know, too, that he is prepared to invest $1 million.
Mr. Barton, it'll be a miracle if we find the town we're looking for.
Why are you so darn pessimistic, Shaw?
Because I've looked for this sort of thing before. Locating a good site for a factory takes months sometimes.
Right, fiddlesticks. I bet you right now we bump into one today.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
I have to be right. Time is going on. I want that plant ready by November.
Have you had any plans submitted on the building?
Two or three. Of course, a great deal will depend on the location. Hey, you almost hit that cow.
It's a good thing I saw her in time.
It would have been goodbye, Bessie. Yeah,
goodbye, us. This car doesn't go in for hurdling cows.
About where are we now?
Well, we should be about 20 miles from there. There's a map in the car pocket. Yeah, right over there.
Yeah,
see it?
Stuff in here.
Yeah. You find it? I want to take my eyes off the road.
Well, find it. You tend to your driving. And maybe more cows grazing around.
Yeah.
Here it is. Now let's see. Williamsport. Williamsport. That's the car we want. Mm. Oh, yes. Here it is. Yeah. Yeah. You're right, Shaw. About 20 more miles. We're 5 miles from Sanders, and Williamsport is 15 miles beyond that.
Those are all in the way you look at them, Toots.
Has my bright boy some philosophy on the subject?
Well, I got ideas.
What are they?
Well, say a guy is slapped down by a truck. He gets a broken back. Now, that's a miracle.
What kind of a miracle is that?
Well, maybe you'd call it a left-handed one. But here's how it works. His back is broken, he goes to the hospital, meets a gorgeous nurse, and they get married.
Oh.
Yeah, and then they have quintuplets. Now, that's a miracle.
That's you idiot.
Well, I'm calling that kind of a miracle.
Quintuplet?
No, I mean about the money for Phyllis and Daddy.
What about that, Max?
Well, I'm getting that money today. The way I'm getting it looks kind of wet, but it'll work out okay. Like a miracle.
I know you wouldn't do anything, well...
Nothing shady, Mary. You got my word.
I believe you, dear.
And why look so scared?
Darling, I know how impulsive you are. Oh, sweetheart, promise me you'll never do anything rash. Anything that might separate us.
Phew, tough. Hey, let's stop somewhere for a drink.
Well, I've been looking for a place, Mr. Barton. Not many on this road.
Aren't we near some town? I thought I saw a sign back there.
Oh, that's right, Sanders.
Yeah.
It's only about 2 miles.
We'll stop there.
I know.
On second thought, let's push on to Williamsport. It'll only take us about half an hour.
Can you hold out that long?
I guess my throat can take it. The reason I changed my mind, I figured we could get a slant on business there by talking with some of the locals.
That's an idea. More can be accomplished socially over a drink than at a conference table.
Personal contact is everything.
Yeah, that's right, Mr. Barton.
Step on the gas, little Shaw. I'd like to be there as soon as possible.
Mary, don't. Nothing will ever separate us.
No, I'm stupid to cry like this. Just the thought of me. Just the thought of me without
you. Listen, you couldn't shake me, Tut. Boy, I stick like... Hey, now, who asked for you to ring? I'm making love to a dame.
Well, stop talking to the phone and answer it.
Listen, you take it, honey, will you? I'm comfortable.
Oh, lazy. Hello? Why, yes, Mr. Proust is right here. Want to talk to you, Mr.
Oh, yes. Hi, Proust.
What do you
mean? Oh, they are, huh? Well, I say, just a second. Hey, Murray, get me a drink, will you? Huh? Please, I'm kind of drunk.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, Proust, yeah. Okay, I can talk now. Have you got the dough? Okay, then I'll be right over. Yeah. Hey, wait a minute. Wait a minute, Bruce. Hey, Mary, run outside. Something just hit something else, and it sounded like an automobile accident.
Yes, Max, it did sound like an automobile accident. Right in front of your house.